Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and it's another almost sunny day here in Atlanta, Georgia. We got a great show for you today. Later in the show, we're going to be talking with Tommy Redmond, the president of Octane Marketing Solutions, and he brought his team with us. We'll also be hearing from Julie Hale, marketing specialist, and Robin Moody, the SEO manager. And we got Troy in the studio. He's filming us and doing his marketing duties, but he will not be on the mic. But first up on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Hank Halter, the CEO of Delta Community Credit Union. Welcome to the show, Hank.
Hey, thanks, Kevin.
So tell me a little bit about your background and how you ended up as the CEO.
Sure. No, it's an interesting background, probably not the most traditional. I spent about 20 years in the airline business,
working
at American Airlines and Delta Airlines here in Atlanta, and I served on the board of Delta Community Credit Union for the past 7 years. I had an opportunity a year ago to join Delta Community as the CEO, and it's been a wonderful opportunity, a great organization, great people, and great members that we have across Metro Atlanta.
Well, I can imagine they loved getting you in there with all your experience, and you were with them all the way, so you knew all the ins and outs of the business, really.
Sure. It is different, though, you know, sitting on across the table as a board member versus running the show. But again, the people at Delta Community are very special, and that's really what brings the tremendous members to Delta Community.
Well, here's something I was wondering. What is a credit union? How does that differ from a bank? And can you explain that to me a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. Credit unions are very different from banks. The biggest difference is the ownership structure. Credit unions are owned by the members. So if you're a member of a credit union, you're the owner. And banks generally are owned by outside third parties. And, you know, earnings per share is their big driver. With us, all the profits we generate are distributed back to the members, to those owners. So, you know, we take our profits, we distribute it back to the members in the form of higher dividends on their investments, lower rates on loans, and generally no fees or low fees. And credit unions are insured just like banks, but we're not for profit and we're member owned.
Okay, that's huge. How does one become a member of a credit union then? Because I think anyone would say, well, the benefits are better for a credit union than a bank.
Oh, absolutely. And for Delta Community, we operate out of 11 counties in Metro Atlanta. So if you live in virtually any of the counties in Metro Atlanta, you're eligible to join. Years ago, before we became a community credit union, you had to be an employee of a specific organization. But now we're chartered to serve the 11 Metro Atlanta counties. So as long as you have a mailing address in Metro Atlanta, in one of those counties, you can come into one of our 23 Metro Atlanta branches and open an account free of charge and join.
That's huge. How have you guys been getting the word out just to know those people have that privilege?
No, you know, it's having branches. You know, we have standalone branches. We have some branches in shopping centers. We also operate branches in four Krogers. But then we advertise and, you know, opportunities like this to talk about the benefits of a credit union and how we are different from a traditional bank. This is another great opportunity to talk about us.
Well, how are you guys helping set yourself apart and just making sure that people know about the benefits of being part of a credit union?
Sure. Well, you know, once someone comes in, sharing with them the different products and services that are available, you know, we rely on our members to talk about their experiences. Social media, obviously, is very powerful. And it's not just for credit unions. Social media is really how people get the word out and talk about their experiences. But, you know, we're about to hit 300,000 members. We're the largest credit union in Georgia.
Wow.
And that's measured in terms of assets. We have over $4.5 billion of assets. But more importantly, our membership growth has almost doubled in the past 7 years. So we're about to hit 300,000 members. And you don't hit that kind of number and keep members without having superior service.
Definitely.
And I attribute that to the people of Delta Community. You know, we offer a wonderful suite of products and services. You know, we have access to a large network of no-fee ATMs. We offer free online and mobile banking. And, you know, also with our credit union structure, we participate in something called shared branching. So say you're a Delta Community member, you're traveling, maybe you're over in Seattle, and you suddenly have a deposit you find you need to make, or you want to do a cash withdrawal, you can go into a shared branch. So it would be another credit union that participates in this, and you can do your transaction there free of charge, just like you were banking at Delta Community. But it's really the service concept that has enabled us to deliver that superior service keep growing our membership ranks.
Well, I can imagine being in these communities that the people that are working there know people, and there's just a higher level of service, and people feel more appreciated. Because with these big banks, I mean, it's very transactional, and this seems more relationship-based.
It is more relationship-based, and we give you, through our 23 Metro Atlanta branches, we give you the opportunity to come in and interact with a live person if that's your preference. We give you, as I mentioned, the free access to online and mobile banking. We give you a large network of no-fee ATMs, but it's also the products we offer. You know, I think that's our biggest challenge sometimes as a credit union. People don't realize what a credit union offers. You know, yes, we have checking. We have actually free interest checking, and that's something you don't see anymore is a no-fee Visa Platinum card, consumer loans, mortgages. You can apply online for your mortgage. We also do member business lending, so we do some commercial lending as well. So most of the services you'd come to expect from a full-service bank, which carries generally higher fees and less service ideas, we offer all of those, but we give you the superior service and generally no fee or low fee.
Well, I think that's a huge thing, too, especially in these communities, because people, that's one thing people don't like to talk about is their money. It's very tough for them to talk about savings, IRA, all that kind of stuff. But having those relationships built with someone that you trust, it makes it a lot easier, I would think.
That's right. You know, I'll give you a good example. We have members, when members come in, our team is trained to help the member with their financial lives, to help give them advice. If they see an opportunity to better someone's financial picture, our team is there to help them. And, you know, it is not uncommon for someone to come in that has a mortgage with us, for example. Maybe they got the mortgage several years ago when interest rates were higher. If our team identifies an opportunity where that member can lower their interest rate on their mortgage, even though it's going to cost us revenue, we'll recommend that to the member because we're here for the long term for the member. You know, we have a program called Quarter Life that encourages young people to open an account. And then, of course, we're there throughout the entire lifespan of that individual to help them get their first car loan, perhaps their first credit card, open a checking account. And then, you know, ultimately that will lead to other investments, IRAs, CDs, and we'll help them with their retirement.
That's huge right there. Your customer retention rate must be just out of on top of the tarts.
No, it is. And again, it's evidenced by we're about to hit that 300,000 member mark. Back in 2007, I think we were at half that figure. And it's because, you know, you can get someone to come in the door with an interest rate that's favorable.
Yeah.
But the key is to keep that member. And what our members do is they appreciate the convenience, the no fees or the low fees, but they also appreciate the honesty that they get. And, you know, one of the things that's tough for us is people don't realize, hey, I can bank at Delta Community Credit Union. I didn't realize. I thought I had to work at a certain company. But no, not at all. As long as you live in one of those 11 Metro Atlanta counties, feel free to stop by and we'll get you started on an account.
So being community-based, how are you guys integrating yourself in the community to sort of get yourself out there and get that exposure?
Sure. No, you know, we take corporate responsibility very seriously. And one of the things, Delta Community and our Delta Community employees will invest over $650,000 in the community this year through charitable giving. You know, we'll donate funds to help worthwhile organizations, the Joseph Sam School, the YWCA, the Atlanta Community Food Bank, many organizations, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, and we participate. We not only invest funds, we invest our time and energy to help them in these very worthwhile causes. And that certainly is helpful because we're here in the community and we're part of the community, so we need to help make the community as strong as possible.
That's huge right there. Talk about employees a little bit, because I have to imagine finding the right employees to go along with your mission and really give that kind of service must be – is it difficult for you guys?
That's right. You know, I think of it this way. Our greatest asset at Delta Community is not on our balance sheet. You know, it's not the cash or the investments or the loans we have. Our greatest asset doesn't sit on the balance sheet. It's our people. So, you know, we are selective when we interview candidates to join Delta Community. We invest a lot in those employees, both at the front end and then throughout the life of that employee with us. Because if we expect our employees to deliver superior customer service to our members, we've got to invest in those employees to make sure that they have the tools to do that, they have the experience and knowledge to deliver just that. So that's our greatest asset, and that's why our members keep coming back to us.
What's the future plans for Delta Community? Yeah.
We continue investing in ourselves, investing in the community and our people. You know, one of the areas this year that we're very excited about. We're making significant enhancements to our online and mobile banking product, as well as we're rolling out a loan origination system that will make it even easier to apply for a loan. It'll streamline the process. It'll be easier for our members to apply for a loan. They'll get an evaluation and a response quicker, and it'll also help our employees because it will enable them to redirect their efforts to more personal and face-to-face service while the data entry and the things with applying for a loan are done electronically.
Well, that's huge, too. If anyone here has had to apply for a loan, it's a really terrible process, and you guys are fixing that pain point right there.
No, absolutely. I mean, we understand the process. We're members too. We get loans, and we know what is easy and what's not so easy, and that's what we're focused on fixing. But again, I think because we're a community credit union, Delta Community makes it as easy as possible for the members, and our members are our owners. So all the profit we generate is going to go right back to those members.
Definitely. Well, you mentioned earlier in the show, you mentioned social media. How is that ever-changing technology really, how are you guys integrating into your business?
Yeah. No, we rely on social media to get the message out. You know, recently we had a car sale in Metro Atlanta, and it was a great opportunity to get the word out through the social media outlets. Members give us feedback. We rely on that feedback, and there's many avenues to give us feedback, but social media is certainly one of them, and it's very important because that's how people communicate these days. It's one of the avenues, and that's our opportunity to understand how we're doing, and more importantly, to improve our situation.
Definitely. Well, how can we help you? What do you need more of? Do you need more customers, more employees? How can we help you here at Business Radio X?
No, you know, we welcome the opportunity to talk about our business. Anytime we can be of assistance talking about Delta Community, we welcome it. Certainly, anyone that's interested in opening an account, virtually wherever you live in Metro Atlanta, we've got an opportunity for you to stop by. You can also visit us online at deltacommunitycu.com.
Okay. And can you tell the just listeners, so anywhere in Atlanta, basically, you guys can serve them?
Yeah, in the north end, in the center of town, we have a branch in Midtown. We have several on the south side as well. You know, and we are very focused on service delivery. So in addition to the physical branches we offer a suite of the online products.
Definitely. You said you have a mobile app and all that.
That's right.
So you guys can compete with any of the big banks, what they offer.
Absolutely. That's our intention.
Well, Hank, thanks so much for being on today and sharing all this information with us.
No, thank you, Kevin.
All right. Well, next up on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Tommy Redman with Octane Marketing Solutions, and he's brought his team here today. Welcome, Tommy.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having us. We're grateful for the opportunity and you and to Business Radio X for being able to be in the studio with you.
No problem. Well, you guys were sitting there patiently, taking notes, nodding your head, laughing at all the right points. So thank you.
We want to back with Delta now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have applications for you.
Absolutely. Awesome. I'm taking notes on why we need an account over there.
All right. Well, tell me a little bit about Octane Marketing Solutions and what you guys do over there.
You know, Kev, Octane is a boutique marketing agency. Our headquarters are in East Cobb and Marietta. We are a full-service marketing company. And really, to the short of the matter, it's a plug-and-play solution for a lot of businesses.
Definitely.
You know, marketing is such a vast, vast sea of things these days. And for businesses to really try to figure out what's going to deliver ROI, return on investment, sometimes that's just too much for them.
It is.
You know, between their web presence, social media management, SEO, I know I need to be on Google, but how do I get there? What is print still a viable option? How important is my brand? What we're able to do, we're able to really help businesses consolidate all that stuff instead of, you know, spending anywhere from $50,000 to $150,000 to hire someone in-house to do marketing for smaller companies.
Yeah, that's a lot.
A lot of time. And then oftentimes those people can't facilitate the actual needs. So not only are they going to be having that cost and the employee count, but then they're going to have to outsource those services that they may be great at the marketing scope of things, mm-hmm. but they're not web developers, graphic designers. Do they know how to run social media effectively? Do they know SEO? Are they up to date with the latest algorithms that Google's pushing out? That's where we're able to really come in and help any business really grow its presence.
Well, that's huge, and you guys are helping them save money there too, because even if they are up to date on that stuff, the time it takes you to learn and keep up with algorithms and learn the SEO and do all that kind of stuff, that's a lot of time that you could be doing other things.
Right. You know, the pain point, and you know, time is our limited commodity. You know, that's what really most business owners face, is that's something we can't get more of, is time.
Exactly.
And so if our company, you know, Octane, is able to come in and save you time, well, guess what? That's also going to make you more money, because you can focus on what you want to do as a business owner, and that's run your business, train your staff, sell your product, make your widgets, whatever it is
exactly.
that you do. That's what we can really do for businesses.
Well, also these businesses, a lot of them, all the owners, they're older. They don't understand the power of the social media or any of these new marketing strategies. So you go in there. How often do you go in there and they're like, well, my brother, sister's daughter's, she's running our social media campaign, and we have all these accounts, so we have that presence out there. How do you
right.
deal with that?
You know, surprisingly, it happens, you know, all too often. And it's not just with your mom and pops. It's with larger companies. It's with people that they know they need to be in this space, because, as pointed out earlier, it is a way. It's a direct line of communication. It's my most instant form of news oftentimes. One of my favorite things when I go in and talk to business owners is when they refer to it as the Twitter or the Facebook. And, you know, those types of conversations, I'm always like, okay, here's an opportunity to help. You know, I had to actually help a very, very successful business owner just yesterday correct him and say, hey, it's just Twitter and it's just Facebook. So we had a good laugh at that.
Definitely. One of our founders, he likes to call it Tweeter. So he doesn't.
Yeah, Tweeter.
That's a little Southern twang on it.
Absolutely.
So walk me through an engagement strategy. You guys find a company that has this pain point. How do you walk them through and really get them on the right channels to help just their ROI?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a process where we really start from the brand out, okay? Because we know that really, in the scheme of marketing and advertising, it really boils down to branding and then how many people can get in front of your brand on a regular basis.
Definitely.
How many impressions can you make upon them?
Yeah.
What is that brand representing? Is it up to date? Is it current? So what we'll often do a lot of times is we'll do what I call educated prospecting. Well, we'll look at a business. You know, people are busy these days. I don't know if you've noticed that, but we seem to be really busy people. But the thing is, it's, you know, and I talk to the sales staff about this all the time, is, you know, business owners don't have time for your stupidity as far as on the sales side of things.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, do your work before you go in and talk to somebody. Audit their website. See where they're ranking. Look at their activity feed on Twitter. Look at how much engagement they have with their, you know, with their audience. Does their brand imaging represent the quality and service of product that they're putting out there? You know, time and time again, I see this company. It's got a great reputation in the community, and they've got their loyal customers, but their need is to branch out and
yeah.
do customer acquisition. And I'm like, but then you go to the website, and it's like, wow, I know this guy. I know they've got a great quality service, but if I'm looking for your service and
yeah.
your website's the first one I pop onto, I'm bouncing. And I'm going to the next guy that looks more professional, looks more qualified, has
yeah.
you know, those marketing factors that really teach you or give you the opportunity to make that great first impression. I always use the analogy in your website today. It's your chance to make your first impression, okay? And if your website's not up to par, if it's not responsive, if you have to do your fingers and resize
yeah.
all the time, well, it's kind of like showing up to your senior prom and a wife beater on with a spaghetti stain on it. You know, it's like you're supposed to look nice, right?
Or like that old powder blue tux now. And
absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we don't
good.
Yeah, we don't want an episode of Dumb and Dumber here, putting the vibe out at the bar. We just need to really make a great first impression.
Definitely. Well, you bring up a great point, and especially with millennials now today, brand loyalty is almost dead. And also, from the touch of my phone, it takes me, what, 10 seconds. If you say something, you say a name of a company, 10 seconds, I look them up, and then I'm going to make a flash judgment about them right away.
Oh, absolutely. It's, you know, you're I call it the bull ride, but, you know, you have literally 8 seconds to capture somebody, to engage them from when they first hit your website, to make them decide, am I going further down your site, down the rabbit hole, or am I out of there, and am I going to get onto the next guy's site that's going to deliver what I need?
Definitely. Well, how often do you have people come to you and they come with bloated expectations where they go, I want to be the number one marketing company on Google? How much do you have to like change their perception about that and really focus their target marketing?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, that's a deep question, and it'll take a lot of time. But I'll give you the short end of it all. I think that you have to set expectations that are realistic. If you have a domain name, per se, that you bought a year ago and you're a startup business and you're, say, in the medical staffing agencies and firms, okay, and you're competing with these juggernauts. I actually used this analogy yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm saying SEO services and helping you rank higher on Google, it's going to be a long-term thing. It's a marriage. You know, we can put up some Google AdWords, run SEM stuff for you. That's like dating. We can get that going quick. But SEO, it's a time thing. It's energy.
It's content.
Yeah, it's content. It's into, so if you have no content, I say it's kind of like jumping into the boxing ring. Some companies will jump in there and it'll be kind of like fighting a third grader, you know, something like that. But then as we get up the rankings, then that's going to be more like jumping in the ring with Muhammad Ali with some of these guys. And you just don't do that overnight.
Definitely. Well, we proved it here. I mean, we're a pretty small company, but if you search business radio on Google, we're number one and two. So.
Absolutely. Definitely. Absolutely. Impressive results.
Well, you brought some lovely ladies from your office here today, and tell me a little bit about them and introduce them, and we'll get them on the mic.
Absolutely. I'm super proud of my staff and what they do and deliver on a daily basis. You know, we have an internal saying in our office about being amazing, obviously playing off the octane O in our branding. But these ladies are amazing. This is a small percentage of our group that's here with us today. But Robin Moody, she's in charge of all of our SEO efforts and has been with Octane since the beginning, just does an amazing job driving results. And then Julie Hale is one of our sales representatives, marketing specialists, and just goes above and beyond what it takes for customer satisfaction. And I'm sure they'll have plenty of say in their specific areas of expertise.
Well, Robin, we'll start with you. We're going off the SEO. We're just talking about the brief of SEO. But how do you guys really tackle SEO over at Octane?
Well, first of all, we always want to look at where they're at now. So that's always our starting place. Is so we look at them.
Is that scary sometimes?
yes, especially if they're not anywhere on the first or second or third result. So, but we look at, first of all, there's two parts of SEO. There's the on page and then there's the off page.
Yeah.
The on page obviously is your website, and the off page is how you appear in other listings like your Yellow Pages listings and your directory listings.
Okay.
And so part of what we do is a big part of what we do is on page. So having your website and having control of it, we can look at how the titles are and what it looks like as far as the coding goes. The newest thing that is becoming more exciting in the SEO market is called schema markup. And what that is that's a language that Google looks at, the websites. And it's become that schema is like the language that Google can see. You know, if you have five different people speaking different languages, Google isn't always going to understand. So that's kind of one of the things that we can help people is in their local is making sure that, you know, if you're Bob's Monkey House and you have, you know, you can find them, that there's their address listed there. Their phone numbers listed there. They're, you know, all the different things, the services that they offer. So part of what we do is we make you look good on page. And that's a big part of SEO. But the other part of SEO is the off page. And that is finding you in different sources, like I said, in the different directories and also in backlinks. And also social media signals play a part of that too. So we do both part of those. It's painstaking work, I would have to say.
It definitely is painstaking. And people have to realize Google's king, and the whole purpose of Google is to help out me, the searcher. They're not out to help the businesses. They want me to find the most relevant content for what I'm searching for.
Right.
Right.
So you want to be visible for what you're looking for. So let's just say there's Bob's Monkey House. We sell monkeys. So we want people who are searching to buy a monkey to find us.
Definitely.
So we help them with that.
And I know I heard stuff like 5 years ago, everyone's saying, okay, put the metadata in your pictures and do this and that. A lot of people ignored it and said it's not that important. Well, now you can't like grab a picture and drag it and drop it on Google. And if it's got metadata, it's going to search and find all that stuff for you.
Well, it's constantly evolving.
It's constantly evolving.
And that's part of what SEO is. As I would say, probably 30% of my job is reading as what's going on in the market today. So there's a lot of information, and it's always changing. Something that might work 6 months ago isn't going to work today. So, but as long as you manage expectations and you build slowly, that is the best way. There's two different types of SEO. There's white hat and there's black hat. You can't see me right now because I'm on the radio, but I'm wearing a white hat today. And what that means is that
you're the good guy.
We're the good guys. And so we're not going to sit there and offshore all of your listings and have someone you've never met who doesn't even speak your language take care of all of your business. That's not what we are. We're here. We're local. We help people find
you. You care about the businesses you're helping. You understand them.
Exactly. And that we can really get to know them and help market them so that they can be found.
So what's the biggest thing you see normally when you're first dealing with someone when it comes to SEO that you say, hey, this is the easy fix. This is something you can do right away and it's going to really help boost you.
Probably their on-page is probably the fastest thing. Off-page is a much slower process because what you're waiting on is for these bigger search engines and for these other directories to update, and that the timeline on that can be anywhere from 2, 3, 6 months. So that's more of a long time. So right off the bat, we can usually help people with their website as far as like the titles and, you know, is it header? Is like the size of the font on the
just pages. You're basically being a translator. You're like, let me translate this so Google can see it.
Exactly. Perfectly. I like that. Exactly. Definitely. We speak Google.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to pivot over to Julie Hale, the marketing specialist over at Octane. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So tell me a little bit about what you do in the sales process, because you're on the other side of that, right?
I am. I'm fairly new to the sales process. I started earlier this year, so I'm still learning the ins and outs of the SEO, the social media, the building the websites and the designs. But it's been a lot of fun.
So what exactly do you do over at Octane?
I prospect.
Okay.
I'm looking for the new customers. I'm trying to find out, find people that we can help.
Definitely.
So we can help their branding.
So what's the best way to do that? I definitely guarantee you guys get a lot of word of mouth referrals, because once you help people, they're very happy to tell all their friends, hey, look at what they did for me. But how else are you getting the word out about that and finding these prospects?
Well, we definitely do word of mouth, using social media ourselves. I've used it personally, putting posts on my Facebook page or on my neighborhood page, trying to spread the word that we are a marketing company that can help.
Definitely. So just walk me through, do you also deal with accounts and client retention also?
Yes, customer management.
So that's a huge part of this business. And this is also, I have to imagine you have to be a translator too for some of these people, because they're like, well, what are all these things? SEO, all these different letters, what do they do? And you're basically like translating what you guys are doing and the benefit you're helping them with, right?
Yes, working with the client, giving them the information they need, also getting the information we need from the client, transferring it back. So translating in this respect is a good word too.
So what's the biggest thing that you have to explain to clients, and what's your biggest draw to get them to come in and use you guys?
Good question. Asking what they are trying to do with their brand.
Okay.
Identifying what they want to do and how they want to grow their business is probably the biggest question.
So you're sort of that first touch point with them to sort of find out how you guys can help them. You go in and find the pain point, and then mm-hmm. you say, hey, these are the solutions we can offer, and if you guys aren't the right fit, you can say, well, we know other people that can help you guys out.
Yes. All Take right. a needs assessment.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, Tommy, you just have to be beaming with pride when you have people like this working for you. They're
right.
passionate. They seem like they enjoy what they do. We might have to have another separate episode to see how they actually feel about you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, well, you know, I paid them well beforehand, and, you know, we've been, you know, together for a while, and, you know, my biggest thing in running this business is you surround yourself with quality people.
Makes your job a lot easier, right?
It does. It makes my job a lot easier. But, you know, the biggest thing in trying to scale a business and grow a business, Kevin, is I've got to be able to replace myself. Because,
yep.
you know, Robin talked about the white hat as far as their SEO practices. As entrepreneurs are, they wear many, many hats.
Definitely.
But that can only happen for so long if the business is going to scale and get it where it needs to be. And that's part of what also we're able to deliver to our customers is to say, look, you're wearing 13 hats in trying to run your business.
Exactly.
Let us help you.
Time is money.
Time is money. And let us help you to grow this business to what you want. Everybody starts off with a good idea or what they think's a great idea. But often it's the day-to-day, it's the understanding, how do I get my product, service, or message to the potential end user? And that's where we're able to come in and really make a difference in these companies. And, you know, since we've started, you know, we've had a client retention rate of about 94%.
And that's ridiculously high for people that don't know, especially for your business.
Right. And for that reason, it's because I got people like Julie, like Robin, like Troy, and so many others. My wife, Shelley, if I don't mention her, she probably – that won't be good when I get home. But she's been a lot of the backbone to this. I mean, they are amazing.
Well, I have to imagine the culture and the mission. Everyone has to really buy into it for your business to be successful.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's something that, you know, one of my favorite stories is one of my clients, automotive shop up in Kennesaw, is mom and pop, one of my first clients, one of my first sales when I went out on my own. I left corporate advertising, and Octane actually started out of a demand from my clients to say, Tommy, we want to work with you. And I said, okay, but if if I leave, you got to come, okay? you got to come because I can't fall on my face. I have two children, a wife, and a mortgage. So,
exactly.
But I knew the scope. I knew where business was going. The clients requested that. So back to the automotive shop, one of my favorite stories is, you know, I still go by and physically pick up a check from him every month because that's what he enjoys. He wants that few minutes with the business owner, and I'm willing to do that. Would I rather just set up an automatic draft and ping his credit card every month? Yeah, but you know what? That's where we're different.
It's the relationships. You guys Absolutely. Are building relationships. And again, as you can tell, you guys have all been talking. You guys actually care about these businesses, and you understand how they work. That's so huge. It's not like, oh, well, we're going to throw your business into our little algorithm, and we're going to throw everything the same. You're custom building these media digital media strategies for these companies.
Right. Every marketing plan is different. We can help you develop a marketing plan if you haven't done that, because every business is different. You know, even you may be in the same industry, but the person behind it is a different person. And so that's one of the things I talk about with everybody when you're prospecting. Don't prospect the business. Prospect the owner. The business is just a sum of the owner's decisions, really is what it is. So let's get down to the core of the decision maker and see how we can help her or help him facilitate
their personality is what really is going to set the company apart. Because like you said, many businesses out there, when you start a business, guess what? There's a lot of other people doing the same business.
Absolutely. And we want to help them to own their backyard, to deliver a quality product, service, whatever it may be, and really to them, to build community for them. And we do that a lot through social media. You know, it's a powerful, powerful tool. Some people think that just because they're on it, it's what's going to work, but it's really about how you use it, how you manage it, the engagement, and what's going on those platforms.
Definitely. So what's the plans for 2014? What's the growth strategy for you guys?
Sell, 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 grow, and really, you know, deliver quality results. Like I said, I'm impressed by our client retention rate. The referral process is good. Our sales people go the extra mile from delivering fire hats and water bottles because one of the owners said he was trying to put up fires, but he knows he needed a marketing plan. And she gets a return phone call because he said, I remembered you. How many people?
That's really creative, too.
That's amazing. So hats off to Julie and her creative brain that she's the person he called back after, you know, his door got swung 20 or 30 times that week from people trying to help his business grow.
Well, and it's all people, like a lot of these marketing agencies, it's like they're trying to sell you on something. You guys are like, well, let's build a relationship and see if this works. And you're sort of you're vetting on both ends, which makes you guys a lot better in that aspect. So
right, and it is, because at the end of the day, we work with mom and pop shops up to people who literally have franchises of 50, 60, 70 locations in the Atlanta area. So it's a great responsibility, and we really feel responsible for the growth and development of those companies.
Definitely. Well, how do our listeners reach out if they want to contact you guys and see if you guys are a good fit?
Right. You can go to our website, octanemarketingsolutions.com, or follow us on any social media outlet. I'll tell you, Twitter right now, our handle's @OctaneAtlanta. And just for listening today, if there's anyone out there that needs a free website audit, tweet us to Octane20, #Octane20 at Twitter. And not only that, but what we'll do is we'll give you 20% off any web development if you mention that #Octane20. Tweet us at Octane Atlanta.
That's huge. Well, thank you guys all for being on today. It was a great show. I learned
a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Well, this is Kevin Finn for our guest today and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Atlanta Business Radio.